Okay, today's daf is Horios Daf Hey. I was told yesterday I started the shiur by saying it's Avodah Zarah Daf Dalin. Yesterday it was in fact Horios Daf Dalin. If you didn't chap, you have bigger problems if you didn't chap. Okay, so today's daf is Horios Daf Hey. We left off at the Mishnah at the end of Daf Dalin Amid Beis. There are several Mishnahs on Daf Dalin Amid Beis, and I think we're at the second to last one. I think that's where we left off, on the second wide line. Right, is that correct? I think so. That's... Okay, so Horu Bezdin Shogin Vasu Kolakal Shogin Mivin Par. If Bezdin gave a Horah Bishogeg and all the Kehila did the Avera Bishogeg, so that's the classic example. That's exactly the example in the Torah where you bring the Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur. Bezdin didn't purposely mislead anybody. People didn't purposely do the wrong thing. They were just following the Pesach of Bezdin. Mizidin Vasu Shogin. If Bezdin, however, gave the wrong Pesach B'mezid, and then the Kehila did the Aveira B'shogeg, thinking innocently that they were going to follow Bezdin, Mevi'in Kisvo Se'ira, then there's no Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur, because each one brings their own Kisvo Se'ira, each one brings their own personal carbon chatos, because the hora'a doesn't count as hora'a. Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur is only when it's a legitimate hora'a. Over here it wasn't a legitimate hora'a. The Bezdin purposely misled the people. Shogegin Vasu Mezidin, if the Bezdin issued the Psak B'Shogeg and the people followed up in Mezid, so the people knew that it was erroneous and they still followed the Psak, so they weren't just following what the Bezdin said innocently, so then Harei L'Paturin, then they're going to be Pater from Karban. There's no Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur, not because there was no hora'a, there was a hora'a, but no Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur because the Bezdin didn't cause the people to go astray. The people were doing it on their own, and the people don't have to bring their own personal carbon, because there's no personal carbon when you do an Aver B'mezid. You only bring a personal carbon chatos when you do an Aver B'shogeg. So it says in Gemara, Shogin Vasu Mezidin Arei L'Paturin. So it says that if the Bezdin was B'shogeg and the people were B'mezid, they're parted from bringing a personal carbon chatos, implying HaShogeg Dumya D'mezid Chayiv, that had the people not been doing it, had it been shogig dumya de mezid, had it been shogig that leans toward mezid, then it would be chayiv. Vehechi dami. What's that case exactly? Where it's shogig dumya de mezid? Shahoru bezin shechelev mutter v'nischalif lo b'shuman va'achlu. Based in paskin that chelev was mutter, and then it got confused for mutter fats, for fats that in fact are mutter, and they ate it, not realizing that it was mutter fats. Lema tifshot had to buy, not realizing that it was aser fats, rather. Lema tifshot had to buy Rami Bar Chama. So this should go back, and this should be the answer to Rami Bar Chama's question. If you remember, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, on the second wide line of Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Rami Bar Chama asked, Horu bezin shechelev mutter v'nischalif lo b'shuman va'achlu mahu. He asked the shayla, exactly the shayla, what the din is when bezin paskin that chelev is mutter, and then it was nischalif lo chelev b'shuman, the chelev got mixed up with shuman, so what's the din? So this is exactly that shayla that our Mishnah seems to be addressing. So it says Gemara, Amar l'chami shum t'tana reisha mezidin v'asu shogin, t'tana seifa shogin v'asu mezidin. He said, no, don't make any such diukim. When it says shogin v'asu mezidin, it's just giving the flip side of the resha. It's just giving a phraseology that flips the resha. But don't make a diuk that it's dafka shogin, but if it was mezidin dumi de shogin or anything like that. Such diukim would be inaccurate. If you look at Rashi, Amalcha Rami Bar Chama, Haydik Tani Shogin Vasu Mezidin, that which it says Shogin Vasu Mezidin, is it that Beis Din issued the Pesach B'Shogeg and people followed up in Mezid, Lav LeMeidak Minaka Asi, it's not coming to make a diuk from it. Ela Aydi Ditana Mezidin Vasu Shogin Tanami Shogin Vasu Mezidin. Ukadina Asfa, it's thrown in there as just as Shigur Delishna, that's the normal way of speaking. Vlo Dai Kinan Minaklum, there's nothing to be Medayik from it. Ubayidi Dei Mehal Lakal Mashmino, and therefore Rami Bar Chama will say, I still have my Shaila. It wasn't that I was asking a silly question that's answered two davim later in the Mishnayis. No, it's this Mishnah does not really answer anything. Okay, so new Mishnah. Horu Bezdin Vasu Kolakalo Ruben Al Pi'en Mevi'in Par. If Bezdin issues a Pesach Halacha and either all of the Kahal or most of the Kahal follows the Pesach Halacha, violates the Avera based on the Pesach of the Bezdin, so they bring a Par. U'Ba'avodos Kochavim Mevi'in Par V'Soyer Divrei Meir. And if they violate Avodah Zarah, then they wouldn't just bring a Par, they would bring a Par and a Sa'ir. So if Rov of the Kila follows the erroneous Pesach of Bezdin on any other matter, it's Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. By Avodah Zarah, it's a par and a sayer that's brought by the bezin. Why is avodah zara different? So Rashi explains the drasha. Avodah chavim bezin vein parvisar divremer. The avodah chavim bahoraa parvisayer meisi. We know that that's the halacha. Dichsiv beparsha shlach lecha anashim, because the pasuk says in parsha shlach v'chisishku v'lo sasu es kol hamitzvos se'ele. When it says that if they make a mistake and they don't do kol hamitzvos se'ele. So what does it mean? Every single mitzvah in the Torah was violated. It means the one mitzvah that's the equivalent of all the mitzvahs of the Torah, the one that's the foundation of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Someone violates avodah zara. The one mitzvah that's the equivalent of all the others put together is avodah zara. And the pasuk says, what do you do when they violated kol hamitzvos and they violated avodah zara? So it says you bring a par la'ola and a seer lechatas. So that's what that's why by avodah zara it's different. That's not really going to be the focus of our mission. The focus of our mission is really going to be on the circumstances that you bring the par on davar shel tzibur. Meaning, obviously, whenever it's going to be avodah zara, so you would translate that par on davar shel tzibur into a par and a seer. But that's just a side point. The main point is that according to Rabbi Meir, when it's dafka when Bezdin issues a psak and either Rove or all of the Kahal follows their psak, there's a single par that's brought. Single par meaning who's bringing it? Obviously it's Bezdin. If it's only one par that's brought, it's obviously the chiyuv of Bezdin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says totally different. Yud Beis Shvatim, Mevi and Yud Beis Parim. If 12 tribes sin, so 12 tribes bring 12 different Parim. Avodas Kochavim, Mevi and Yud Beis Parim, Shnei Masa Seirim. And then translate that over into a sin of Avodah Zarah, it would be Yud Beis Parim, Yud Beis Seirim. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Chiyuv is on each and every Shevet. And that's it. There's not one general Chiyuv on everybody. It's a Chiyuv on each and every Shevet as its own Kahal. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda holds each Shevet is defined separately as a Kahal. Rabbi Shimon Omer, a third Shita, some sort of combination of the two, Yud Gimel Parim. They bring not 12, 13 Parim. Why 13? One for each and every Shevet. And one for Beis Din. So Rabbi Shimon holds a combination of the two. The Chiyuv is on the Beis Din, and the Chiyuv is also on each and every Shevet. Ubavod Chavim, and you translate that over into Avodah Zarah, Shlosh Asar Parim, Yud Gimel Seirim. Par Visar L'Kol Shevet V'Shevet, Par Visayir L'Beis Din. One Par Visayir for each Shevet, and one Par Visayir for Beis Din. Period. So that's the fundamental three-way machlokas in terms of whose chiv it is. Is it the Bezin's chiv? Is it the chiv of each shevet? Or is it the chiv of both? In the very first simon in Rav Yosef Engel's Sefer Lekach Tov, he explains the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, leaving out Rabbi Meir for a moment, he explains the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda in the following way. There is a well-known chakira that's spoken about in regards to the Isser of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol. When I cause somebody else to do an Isser, so what is the nature of that Isser? Is it that when I cause you to do an Isser, I get a chelek of your Isser? It's as if it's a prat in the Isser. If I cause you to eat chelev, so I have violated a little bit of eating chelev. Or is it no, that there's a general Isser of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol, that it's not a portion of your Isser, it's I got a separate Isser called Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol. Nafkamina might be, let's say I'm not mitzuva in the Isser that I caused you to do. You're a Kohen, I'm not, and I cause you to go to be Mitami Lameis. So do I violate Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol? If it's that I get a chelek of your Isser, so what do you mean a chelek of your Isser? It's totally mutter for me to walk into a cemetery. But if it's totally separate issers, then it's just the fact that I cause you to violate something. Okay, then that may not be the best of the nafkaminas. There are other nafkaminas as well, but that's not the main point over here. This is the discussion in regards to Lifnei Iver. So says Rav Yosef Engel as follows in Lekach Tov. He says as follows, that maybe that's the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda over here, because what happened over here, the Beis Din that made a mistake in their hora'a caused the tzibur to do an avera. The actual avera was done by the tzibur. So really, this is Lifnei Iver on a mass scale. It's Beis Din violating Lifnei Iver of essentially the entire tzibur. So that's why Rabbi Shimon holds the Beis Din is maybe the par separate from the tzibur, because their Avera stands on its own. It's its own separate Avera. It's not a chelek of the Avera of the Tzibur. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that someone who's machshil is his friend in an Isser gets a chelek of the Isser that is friended. And therefore, it's not an Avera b'fnei atzma. So it's not going to require its own separate karban. Meaning the way Rabbi Yosef Engel understands it would be enough gemina legabe the onesh, that if someone's already being punished for it, and I just got a portion of that, so it doesn't make sense that I should be punished separately. Or maybe onesh is the wrong way to say it, but the kapara. I don't need a separate kapara. If the maisa avera was already nischaper, if you already brought a karban for your maisa avera, and all I did was I got a chelik of that maisa avera, well, it's already nischaper. Why should the one who caused the maisa avera have to bring a separate kapara? The avera has already been nischaper. But if you hold that it's a separate iser, so those who did the iser of ini chelev need to bring a kapara, and those who did the iser of lifnei iver need to bring a kapara. Those who caused them to do, which is a separate iser, need to bring a kapara. So that's Rav Yosef Engel, interestingly, explains the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Next issue in the Mishnah, three lines from the top, Hey Amar Aleph, Horu Bezin Vasu Zayin Shvatin, O Ruban Alpien, Mevin Par, Ubavod Schav, Mevin Par Vesar Divra Meir. If Bezin gives a hurrah, and seven of the Shvatim, or rove of seven Shvatim, do the Avera, so then you bring a par. A mayor again holds that the chiv is only on the Beis Din, so it's still going to be only one par, but that one par is brought even if there were five shvatim and not a single member of the Shevet had violated the Avera. It's the majority of the shvatim that violated the Avera. That's good enough to bring the par helm davar shel tzibur. If you look at Rashi, on the top, the third line of Rashi, Orubo shel kol shevet shevet to shiva shvatim, Ukigon Davi Ruben Shal Yisrael. Rashi adds in a qualification. That's provided that the rove of these seven Shvatim also equals rove of Klal Yisrael. Then Mevin Par, Divra Meir, Disrile Bezin Mevin Par Velot Tzibur. Yes, Rameir holds the Tzilchiv on the Bezin, and yes, he holds that even if five of the Shvatim had nothing to do with it, you would still bring it if seven rove of seven Shvatim brought, but that's a rove of seven Shvatim violated, but that's only if the rove of the seven Shvatim actually equals rove Kahal. It has to equal rove of the Tzibur, because Rameir defines Kahal purely as the Tzibur as the entire Klal Yisrael. He does not define Kahal as any individual Shevet. So you need Rov Kahal to have violated. That's how Rashi understands. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zayin Shvatim Shechatu. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that the Chiv is on each and every Shevet. So Rabbi Yehuda will say, seven Shvatim that do the Avera, Mevi'in Zayin Parim. So as you would expect, he says you bring seven different parallel davar shel tzibors, but here's where he adds in a new din, v'shar shvatim shalochatu mevi'in al yedein par, and even the ones that didn't sin also have to bring a par, sha'af elu shalochatu mevi'in al yedei chotin, that even the ones that don't sin bring al yedei the chotin, meaning they also are dragged along together with them. In fact, I use the terminology drag along, that's exactly the terminology the Gemara uses. The Gemara says this is the concept called Gerera. Gerera means literally to drag. That those who did not do the Avera, they each have to bring their own par also. So Rabbi Yehuda's din, that there are 12 different parim davar shel tzibors that are brought, is true even if only 7 of the Shvatim violated the Avera. Now, says Rashi, another important Rashi, Kolomar parla kol shevet v'shevet va'amar b'gemara d'zayin d'kamar Rabbi Yehuda lav dafka. When Rabbi Yehuda says 7 Shvatim violated the Avera, that's when you bring 12 parim, doesn't really mean you need 7 Shvatim. Do adin l'shevet echad shechat al pi haras based in agadol. Even if it was only a single shevet that had violated based on the haras based in agadol, you have to remember Rabbi Yehuda says the chiyuv is on each and every shevet because Rabbi Yehuda defines each shevet as a kahal. So once a single shevet violates, that single shevet is in fact a kahal. And therefore it would turn out that all of the other shvatim will also have to bring a parallel and davar shel tzibur. Shashar shvatim shlochatum v'in al yidein. Par, par. Vaydi dekam rameir zayin diyu bai rubim mamish kam rabbi denami. So why does Rabbi Yehuda give the example of seven? Because Rameir used the example of seven. Rameir needed the example of seven because Rameir holds there's not going to be a chiyuv unless you have rov of klal Yisrael. Rabbi those, no, you only need Rov Kahal, and Kahal is defined as even a single Shevet, so that's going to be enough to make everyone bring the Karban. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and again, Rabbi Shimon was the one that held that it's a Chiv both on the Beis Din and on the each and every shevet. So he'll say ches parim. If seven shvatim violated, so you bring eight parim. Ubavodcham ches parim chesirim parvisoil kol shevet shevet parvisoil lebezin. Why eight parim? So he does hold that each individual shevet is called a kal, and each one will bring its own karban. But what he doesn't hold of is greira. He doesn't hold that just because some of the shvatim are bringing, it means every other shevet has to bring as well. Okay, we're about 10 lines down now on Hamad Aleph. New issue in the Mishnah. Haru Bezin shall echad min ha-shvatim va'asa oso ha-shevet al pien. Let's say the Bezin of one of the shvatim issued a hara'a. And now what we're changing over here, it's not the Bezin HaGadol in Yerushalayim anymore. We're no longer talking about the Sanhedrin. Bezin of one of the Shvatim, each and every Shevet has a chiv to have their own Bezin. Bezin of one of the Shvatim issues a Hora'ah, and that Shevet violates the Halacha based on the erroneous Hora'ah of their individual Bezin. So also Shevet Uchai v'shar kol Shvatim Peturim div Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that Shevet brings a parallel davar shel tzibur, meaning the chiddush over here is that even though it wasn't based on the Sanhedrin HaGadol, since each Shevet is called the Kahal, each Shevet's Bezdin is enough to create a situation where that Shevet's going to bring a parallel davar shel tzibur. The Chamramrim Ein chayav nela haroyes bezin hagadol b'vad shenamarim kol adas yisrael yishku v'lo adas osa shevet. The Chum say no, absolutely not. You're only going to be chayav when it's the bezin hagadol. You're not going to be chayav when you followed an erroneous psak of an individual shevet's bezdin. Now, obviously, according to a mayor, this doesn't get off the ground because according to a mayor, it has nothing to do with each shevet. The shevet is not called a kal to begin with. This machlokas Rabbi Shimon the chachamim only works within those shitos that the shevet alone is enough to be called a kal and to be chayiv. Is the shevet's bezdin also enough in order to be chayiv a par helam davar shel tzibur? Now the Tos Yantif wonders over here. The Bartanur writes that when it says that horu bezdin shalachem min hashvatim and that shevet violates based on their own bezdin, so the Bartanur writes that shevet is not rov Yisrael. It does not comprise Rov of Klal Yisrael. That must be the case. So Frekta tells Yantov, wait a second, that means to imply, what the Bartanur is saying is, that if that Shevet was Rov of Klal Yisrael, then the other Shvatim would be Chayiv with it, and it would Taka be Chayiv, even though it was only that Shevet's based in. But why should that be the case? The Lechora, it shouldn't matter how many members of that Shevet there are. The bottom line is, it wasn't the Bezin HaGadol that issued the Psak. It was an individual Bezin that issued the Psak. So that's what the Tos Yantav asks on the Bartanur. So the Rashash tries to say, no, the Bartanur didn't really mean it. Bartanur really meant that the Mishnah is speaking in every case. It means even if that Shevet is Rov Min in Israel, still the other Shvatim would not be Chayiv. But Bartanur thought it's a bigger Chiddush to say that when that Shevet is not Rov Israel, he thought that would be the bigger Chiddush, but he really didn't mean that you should make any sort of diuk like that, that if that Shevet was Rov Israel, that everyone would agree. Certainly not everyone would agree in that case. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan, Yadu Shahoru V'ta'u Mahoru Yachlu Yuchayavan. Let's say Bezin knew that they issued an erroneous Hora'ah. They don't remember what their Hora'ah was. It's hard to imagine. Right? The case is as follows. All of the Klal Yisrael has been violating two Averos recently, for whatever reason. They've all been violating Dam and Chelev. People have been eating blood and Chelev all over the place. And we know one of those things was based on a Hora'ah of Bezin. One of them is just people are Stam doing Averos. So we don't know which is which. We're just not sure. Now Bezin realizes both Dam and Chelev are Aser, or a certain prat within Hilchos Dam and Hilchos Chelev, right, is Aser. Bezin realized that they made a mistake, but they're not sure which one they issued a Hora'ah on. It must have been years earlier, and they're just observing this, what Klal Yisrael is doing. So now, do you bring a Parah Halam Davar Shel Tzibur when you know for sure that Rov of the Tzibur has been doing an Avera based on the Pesach of the Bezin? You just can't identify which Avera it was that they're doing based on the Pesach of the Bezin? An astonishing case. Yadu Sharu V'tov Mahoru, and they made a mistake. They don't know what the Hora'ah was. Yachlu Yuchayavin, so you might think that there's a Chiv of Parah Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. Tamalomer, that's why Pasuk says, you have to know the sin. It's not good enough to know that there are sinners. It's not good enough to know that Rov of the Tzibur is violating Averos. You have to know exactly what Avera it is that they're violating. Asher Chatu, chatu shnei shvatim mevin shnei parim, and we darshan asher chatu that this brisa is a long brisa. We're going to rip it apart later, but first we're going to just say the whole brisa. Asher chatu we darshan, the pasuk says chatu shnei shvatim, so we darshan that means that if two shvatim sin mevin shnei parim, then you bring two parim. Chatu shlosha mevin shlosha, if three shvatim sin, so you bring three parim. Oeinu omer el chatu shnei yechidim mevin shnei parim chatu gimel mevin gimel. How do I know that it's about shvatim? Maybe even if two yechidim sin, they bring shnei parim. Three yechidim bring three. So tamalom rakal. Hakal chayiv, the kol kal the kal chayiv. That's why it says hakal, to tell me that the kahal is chayiv, only the congregation is chayiv, and each and every congregation is chayiv. What do you mean each and every congregation? Ketzad, how does that? Kal sounds like it means all of Klal Yisrael. So what do you mean each and every kahal? So it means chatu shnei shvatim mevin shnei parin, chatu zayin mevin zayin. That when two shvatim sin, they bring two parim. When seven shvatim sin, they bring seven. Vishar shvatim shloch chatu mevin al yedein par par. And what does it mean that the kahal is chayiv? If each and every kahal is chayiv, so what does it mean the kahal as a whole is chayiv? It means that the other shvatim also have to get dragged along. That if only seven shvatim sin, the other shvatim still bring the other five still bring a paralim davar shel tzibur. Shafilu elu shalochatu mevin al yedei achotin lekach nemar kal lechayev al kol kal vekal divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, right? We saw it in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds that each shevet is chayev individually. But not only that, Rabbi Yehuda, we saw in the Mishnah already holds not only is each shevet chayev individually, even if not each shevet did the avera. Each shevet is still chayiv individually. Each shevet is still going to have to bring their own par halam davar shel tzibur. But going back to that first case of the brisa, right? So the case was that all of the tzibur has been violating two averos. Beis Din doesn't remember which one they issued a psak about. So Minchas Chinuch writes that we're speaking dafka in a case where Beis Din is mesupak about two shemos nifradim, two separate shemos of iser, dam and chelev. But let's say Beis Din knows that there were matir some iser chelev. They're just not sure if it was the chelev on the stomach or the chelev on a different part of the animal. They're not sure, and people have been eating both kinds of chelev, but they're not sure which chelev it was. So in such a case, says Minchas Chinuch, then there would be a chiyuv of paralim davar shel tzibur. That would be called good enough knowledge of the sin of what exactly the hora'a was in order to be chayv paralim davar shel tzibur. Also, we darsh in the pasuk v'noda achatos v'lo sheivadu achotin. They have to know the sin. It's not good enough to know the sinners. So Rashi explains that from the pasuk we learn that Beis Din has to know bebirur. Beis Din has to know exactly which sin they were mistakenly matir, and it's not good enough to know that there was a sin. So the Be'er Sheva explains that it's mashma from Rashi that it's not that you don't need that Beis Din has to know it on their own that they. What their psak was. Let's say Beis Din forgot, but the tzibur remembered. Beis Din sees all the tzibur's violating these two averos. Beis Din does not remember which of the averos they issued a psak about. But the tzibur says, oh, yeah, we're doing dam just because we like to eat dam, but we're doing chelev because you told us chelev is mutter. You told us that this chelev is mutter. Sounds from Rashi, that's fine. You don't need that the idea of the avera comes from Beis Din. They could be reminded by other people. So why am I making a big deal about that? Because the Rambam holds otherwise. The Rambam holds that the drasha is on the Beis Din. Therefore, the tzibur, if the tzibur lets the Beis Din know that they made a mistake, Beis Din is not going to be chayv the paralel davar shel tzibur. V'noda achatas shecharchatu aleha means that they have to know it on their own. It can't come from anywhere else. The knowledge has to come from themselves. Tremendous chiddush of the Rambam. That's how the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shkagos, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Dalid. One more point over here. Minchas Chinuch writes, what if you have the following case? Tzibur already brought their own karbanos. Every person that violated dam and chelev, each brought their own carbon chatas. And then Beis Din realized, one of those psakim was our psak. Right? Then Beis Din realized that and Beis Din knows, let's say they know exactly which one. Chelev was our psak, but the tzibur has already brought their individual karbanos chatas. So do you still bring a parhelm davar shel tzibur? Or do you say, no, the kapara has already been achieved by each and every individual, bringing their carbon chatas. So Milchas Chinuch says the kapara has not been achieved because since the chiv is on the Beis Din to bring the paral and davar shel tzibur, so if you hold that it's one paral and davar shel tzibur, even if it's a chiv on the shevet, paral and davar shel tzibur is definitely not a chiv on each individual. So as a tzibur, we need a kapara. So the paral and davar shel tzibur would still need to be brought, even if the individual averos were already, so to speak, taken care of by individual karbanos chatas. That's what the Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Kuf Chaf. Now you might say, wait a second, if Beis Din discovers that it was their mistake in Ara, then they bring a paral and davar shel tzibur after everyone already brought their karban chatas, does that retroactively go and make those karbanos chatas chulin shenishkutu ba'azara? Because now those karbanos chatas were totally unnecessary. The halacha is, in the situation paral and davar shel tzibur, individuals do not bring a karban chatas. So Minchas Chinuch says, no, you wouldn't go that far. You would assume since at the time that they brought it was not chulin ba'azara, you don't retroactively go back and make it chulin ba'azara based on what they knew at that time. That was in fact what they were chayiv to bring. Okay, weiter in the brisa. We're still in the middle of the brisa on Hey Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zayin Shvatim Shechatu Mevi'in Zayin Parim, Ubeizdin Mevi'in Al Yidein Par. Rabbi Shimon says the seven Shvatim that did the Avera bring seven Parim, and Beizdin brings one Par overall. That's Rabbi Shimon's Shita, that the Chiv is on both each Shevet, plus the Beis Din, and also it's a reflection of Rav Shimon's Shita that we don't say Greira, that we don't say just because seven are bringing, the other five got to bring also. Shnemar Lamata Kahal, because it says in regards to bringing the par, the word Kahal, Shnemar Lamala, and it says in regards to the Ra, the Beis Din, Kahal. So Makal Amar Lamala, Beis Din Im Hakal, just like when it says in regards to the Psak Halacha, use the word Kahal, obviously it means Beis Din who's issuing the Psak, and the word Kahal itself implies that it's the Kahal also. So af kal amr lamata Beis Din imakal. So too, when we talk about the chiv to bring the paral and davar shel tzibur, now we're learning where Rabbi Shimon gets the idea that the chiv is both on each shevet plus on the Beis Din, because he says the word kal means both the Beis Din and the individual shvatim. Rameir says, no, if seven shvatim sin, Beis Din brings a par, the chiv is only on the Beis Din. This is what we saw Rameir in the Mishnah also, that the chiv is only on the Beis Din, not on the individual shvatim. How does Rameir know that? Nemar kalamata v'nemar kalamala. He takes that same drasha, but he interprets it differently. It says kal by the psak halacha, and it says kal by the chiv korban. Ma kal amr lamala Beis Din v'lo tzibur. Af kal amr lamata Beis Din v'lo tzibur. When it talks about the psak halacha, the kal that issues the psak halacha, it doesn't mean the Beis Din plus the tzibur, just because you use the word kal. We're translating the word kal to mean the Beis Din. So the Beis Din is the one that is the kal that issues the psak halacha, and the Beis Din is the kal that brings the carbon. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Amar Mishmo. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Meir. So this is the chiddush now. Up until now, we've only had three shittos. Now we're having a Rabbi Meir version 2. Right? Up until now, we've had Rabbi Meir who holds that the chiv is only on the Beis Din. Rabbi Yehuda holds the chiv is only on each and every shevet, plus he holds of Greira. So every shevet brings, no matter how many shvatim actually did the Avera. And Rabbi Shimon holds the chiv is both on each and every shevet, and on the Beis Din, and there's no Greira. Now we have a second version of Rav Meir. Rav Shimon Elazar says the name Rav Meir, Chatu Shisha Shvatim Vehem Rubu Shalkal, O Zayin Afal Pishenu Rubu Shalkal, Mevi'in Par. That if six Shvatim, which comprise the Rov of the Kal, or seven Shvatim, even if they're not the Rov of the Kal sin, then there's still a Param Dover Shal Tzibur that's brought. Period. That's the end of the Brisa. Now we analyze the Brisa. That's pretty much the rest of the daf. Amar Mar, V'noda Chatas V'lo She'evadu Achotin. So we said that if Beis Din doesn't know which Aveira they issued a psak about, so there's no Param Davar Shel Tzibur. So Mantana, who's the author of that first line of that Brisa? Amar Avidom Ravi Teim Rava, D'lo K'Rabbi Eliezer. It can't be Rabbi Eliezer. Tiknan, because we know Rabbi Eliezer holds about an individual Karban Chatas the following. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Manavshach. Im chelav achol chayev, nosrachol chayev. Rabbi Eliezer says the following: what if a person ate a piece of meat and he's not sure if it was chelav or nosar, but he knows for sure it was one of them? Does he bring a carbon chatos? It's the same carbon, whether you ate chalev or nos, it's both of those, say chayv karis. So it's the same carbon, but he's not sure which one he ate. So he says, yeah, of course you bring carbon chatos, because mimanafshach, whatever you ate, you have to bring carbon chatos for. So you see, Rabbi Elazar says, you don't need to know exactly what the aveira was. So here as well, Bezin doesn't have to know that whether it was chalev or dam that they made an erroneous psak about. They know that they made an erroneous psak about one or the other, and Rova the Tzibor followed that erroneous psak. So Rabbi Elazar would hold that would be good enough. So obviously the Brisa cannot be Rabbi Elazar. Ravashi Yam Rafilatim Rabbi Elazar. Ravashi says, not so fast. Maybe the Brisa is going like Rabbi Elazar. But maybe by the Parhalim Davar Shel Tzibor there's a specific requirement that you know exactly what Avera was done. Because the Pasuk says, Asher Chatu Aleh. So says Gemara, no, that doesn't work. Hasam Nami Yachsiv Asher Chataba. By the individual Kamar Chatas, it also has such a meat. It says Asher Chataba. So he asks Gemara, no, I'm going to buy the Pratim Asasik. Asher Chataba comes to teach me a different. Comes to tell me that you have to have kavana to do the avera. Misasek means that you do something totally mindlessly. Like in Hilchos Shabbos, the classic example that they give, you're reaching up to get something from a shelf and your sleeve catches the light switch and it turns on the light switch. So you didn't even, you weren't even thinking. You weren't even thinking about doing that maisa. Or probably a more practical example, you walk into a room, you walk out of a room and habitually you shut the light. It's not that you forgot it was Shabbos, nor that you forgot that turning a light off is us on Shabbos. You didn't even realize you were turning off a light. That's just what you do when you walk out of a room. It was something that's like a reflex. So that's the concept of Misasik. There's obviously a lot more about the concept of Misasik. When we come back around to Maseches Shabbos, we'll discuss again. So says the Gemara, my time at the Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Now let's analyze all the shitos. We had three basic shitos and then a little knetch, right, with the second version of Rav Meir. But three basic shitos. So what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda who holds that each and every shevet brings their own carbon, plus he holds greira. He holds that every shevet brings a carbon, even if only some of the shvatim sinned. So kasavar arba kalik sivi, he holds that there are four words, there are four ribuyim to make a drasha from. It says kal four times. It doesn't say kal four times. It says hakal twice. So he holds you could darshan the word kal as one drasha, and then the extra hey as another drasha. So if it says hakal twice, so it's kal, hakal, kal, hakal. That leaves you with four possible drashas to make. What are they? Chad l'chayiv al kol kal v'kal. One, to tell me each and every shevet is chayiv. V'chad l'horah t'li b'beizim ma'isa t'li b'kal. Number two, to tell me that the horah has to be issued by the Beis Din, and the aveira has to be done by the kal. If Rov of the Beis Din does the aveira, that's not good enough. Number three, v'chad l'greira, to tell me the concept of greira. Seven shvatim sin, all 12 shvatim bring a parallel davar shel tzibur. V'chad l'shevet chasa baras Beis Din. And the final one is to tell me that a shevet that follows their own Beis Din's psak. That's what Rabbi Yehuda held at the end of the Mishnah. That even if they weren't following the psak of the Beis Din Agadol, they were following their own Beis Din's psak. That's also a chiv parallel davar shel tzibur. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda gets all of his shitos. For Rabbi Shimon, where does Rabbi Shimon get his shita? Tlasa kalik sivi. He holds that there are only three drushas to be made. Hakal, kal, hakal. He holds that the other hakal, the other extra hay, me'ene hakal, urche dekrahu. That's just the normal way of the Torah speaking. And dibra Torah kalashim bnei adam, kedar mi'inshi, like people always say, me'ene deplanya. Right? That's just a normal way of speaking. So if there are only three drushes to make, three ribuyim to make, what does he use them for? Chay v'chayiv al kol kal v'kal. One, to tell me that each and every kal is chayiv, right? As Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah, that the chayiv is on each and every shevet, in addition to the chayiv Rabbi Shimon held that's on the basin in general, v'treach rini, and the other two are to link nemer l'mata kal v'nemer l'mala kal, is to link the drusha that Rabbi Shimon made with that we saw in the Braisa. Malalan basin makal, afkan basin makal. That just like when it spoke about the psak din, it meant Beis Din with the kal, so too when it spoke about the karban, it's Beis Din with the kal. That's why Rabbi Shimon holds the chi of karban is for each individual shevet that violates, but it's also chi of karban on the Beis Din. He does not have any extra ribuyim to learn greira, that's why he doesn't hold of greira, and he does not have any extra ribuyim to learn that if you follow your own shevet's Beis Din, that's also parallel davar, and therefore he doesn't agree with that. He holds that it's only if you follow the Beis Din Agadol. For Rabbi Meir, what about Rabbi Meir's shita that it's only one chiyuv on the Beis Din, not a chiyuv on each individual shevet? For Rabbi Meir, kal hakal lo darish. Rabbi Meir doesn't think kal hakal, the extra hay, is anything to darshan. Hilchach trei kalik sivi. Therefore, it just says the word Hakal twice. So there are two drushas to be made, and that drusha is as follows: is to link Mibayle Lenemer Lamatakal, Venemer Lamalakal, is to link the first time it says Kal by the Hora'a to the second time it says Kal by the Karban. Malalan Bezim Velot Sibur, Afkan Bezim Velot Sibur. Just like the first time it's only the Bezim, not the Tzibur, so to be here it's only the Bezim, not the Tzibur. And that's how Rabbi Meir arrives at his opinion. There's only one that's unaccounted for now. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, my time. What about Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar in the name of Rabbi Meir, who held that if six of the Shvatim that makes up the Rove of Klal Yisrael, or seven, even if it's not the Rove of Klal Yisrael, that itself is going to require a parallel Davar Shel Tzibur? So where does the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar get it from? Ksiv v'haya imme ene ha'eda, alma mi'uta, t'ksiv me ene, uksiv ki l'kala am bishkaga. That it says v'haya im me'ene ha'eda, which implies even a miut, because it says me'ene and it says ki l'kala am bishkaga l'meimra duruba in miutalo. So now, on the one hand, we have im me'ene ha'eda, which implies even a minority of the tzibur. On the other hand, it says l'kala am bishkaga, which implies ruba kukulo. It's got to be a majority of the tzibur. So it's a steer in the psukim haketzad. When do you bring paralel davar shel tzibur? Even when it's a minority of the tzibur, or only when it's a majority? So that's what Shimon ben Elazar darshan in the name of Meir. Asu vav vehin rubo shel kal. If six shvatim violate and they are the majority, then you need it to be the majority. Ozayin afal bishen rubo shel kal. Or if you have seven shvatim, which is a majority nominally of the shvatim, but it's a minority of the tzibur, that's also enough. Chayavin in either of those cases, you're chayav paralel davar shel tzibur. Rabbi Shimon ben Meir, the hora'a tuliyu bebezin, ma'aseh tali bekal minalahu. So if you think about the drushas, the explanations of the drushas we just had, we said that Rabbi Yehuda has four drushas. Now, three of them were very clear what Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir were going to do with. Either they disagree with them, or they use them, right? But the one of the limudim that Rabbi Yehuda had was that hora'a tuliyu bebezin, ma'aseh tali bekal, meaning that if rov of the bezin violates the avera, that's not enough to create a you need rov of the regular people to violate the Avera in order to be chayiv paralel davar shel tzibur. But Rabbi Shimon Meir didn't have any extra psukim to darshan that. So where did and that everyone agrees to. It has to be everyone agrees to that din. So where did Rabbi Shimon Meir know that din? So Rabbi Damakra, Vahayu Me'enea de Nasa Lishkaga. That is from the pasuk, Vahayu Me'enea Eda Nasa Lishkaga. That it's the Eda that violates Lishkaga. Rava Amrami L'kala Am Mishkaga. Rava says, no, it's from the pasuk L'kala Am Mishkaga. L'tshrikha, the truth is we really need both of those psukim. Dikas Rachman Vahayu Me'enea de Nasa Lishkaga Avamina Filu Miyuta. Vahayu Me'enea Eda implies even if a minority of the tzibur violates the Avera. Lachiksiv l'kol ha'am mishkaga. That's why I need the phrase l'kol ha'am ruba kukulo. You need the majority. V'iksiv l'kol ha'am mishkaga v'mina adavdi bezin b'hadi ruba. And if it would have said l'kol ha'am mishkaga, I would think the bezin also needs to violate together with the rove of the tzibur. Lachiksiv v'haya imeineda nasa l'shkaga. That's why we emphasize the congregation. V'akiksivi hani krai b'avod skavnu d'ksivi frak the Gemara. How do those psukim help us at all? That's not about parum davar shel tzibur. Those psukim are written in regards to Avodah Zarah. So Yalfinan me'ene me'ene. There's a Xer Shavah that we can learn from one parsha to the other. Fine. Haru Bezin Shalecha, then we're now going to analyze the last part of the Mishnah, where we said that if the Bezin of one of the Shvatim issues a Psak, is that enough to be Mechayev Parom Davar Shel Tzibur? Rabbi Yehuda said yes, everyone else said no. So Ibayilu, Shevet Echad the Rabbi Yehuda Baraz Bezin HaGadol, what if one Shevet violated, not based on their own Bezin, based on the Bezin HaGadol? Now, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, if one Shevet violates based on their own Beis Din, they bring a Parom Davar Shel Tzibur, and there's no Greira in that case. You're not going to say that the other 11 Shvatim also have to bring. What if only one Shevet violates based on the Psak, not of their own Beis Din, but of the Beis Din HaGadol? Do you say Greira? Do you say that the other Shvatim also have to bring? Mi Maisu Shar Shvatim Alo. What's the Svar to say either way? Mi Amrin and Shiva Shvatim Uda Maisu Shar Shvatim Badai Mishum Dik or Ruba. Do we say, look, when seven Shvatim violate, it makes sense that the five are going to bring Agav the seven. Avalchad Shevet Delek or Ruba Lo. But one Shevet, which is clearly not a majority on any level, so certainly the other Shvatim won't bring. Odom Alo Shna, or maybe no. Greira's Greira. As long as one Shevet is bringing a Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, every Shevet needs to bring a Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur. So the Gemara is going to try to bring three Rayas to answer this question. First one is unsuccessful, the next two are successful. First attempt to answer, Tashma, Mahin Mavin, what do they bring?
par echad, Rabbi Shimon over shnei parim. Either one par, Tanakama, and Rabbi Shimon says two parim. B'mayeskinun, what are we talking about? What's the case? Ile meshachatu shiva, Rabbi Shimon t'manya bayi. If we're talking about a case where seven shvatim sinned, or Rabbi Shimon holds, then you need eight parim, not two. Ela dechata shevet echad. What's the case where Rabbi Shimon says you need two parim when it's one shevet that's in, where that shevet brings and the bezin brings? So b'may ibaraz bezdino. Who issued the psak in this case? If it's the bezdin of that particular shevet, well, Rabbi Shimon lesle. Then Rabbi Shimon says no one brings a parim davar shel tzibur. It's only the bezin agadol that you bring a parim davar shel tzibur. El lav baraz bezin agadol. So it must be that we're talking about a case where the bezin agadol issued a psak, one shevet violated, and that's where Rabbi Shimon says that one shevet brings plus the basin itself brings. And what does the Tanakama say? Only one par is brought, the Tanakama money. Who could that Tanakama possibly be? Inem Rabbi Meir, Haruba Bayi. Can't be Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds you need Rove of the Klal Yisrael to violate in order to bring. One shevet would never be enough. Elalav Rabbi Yehuda, must be that Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, and you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no Greira even when one shevet follows the Bezin HaGadol. So it says, no, Amri Hakam Eskinan, Kigon Shechatu Shisha Shvatim Veim Ruben Shalkal, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazari. No, what we're really saying is, it's a case where six Shvatim violated, they happen to be the Rove of the Kal, and we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazari, Detain Rabbi Shimon ben Elazari, Omer Mishmo, Chatu Shisha Veim Ruben Shalkal, O Shiva Av Pishen Ruben Shalkal, Mavien Par. That's the case where the Tanakhama says, you only bring one. It's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazari, in the name of a mayor, who says that if it's six that are the Rove of the Kal, you would bring only one Karban. Tashima, another possible raya to answer this shayla. Rabbi Yudom or Shevet Chasso Baraz Beis Dino, also a Shevet Chayiv, a Shar Kol Shvatim Peturin. If the Shevet violates based on the Hora of its own Beis Din, so that Shevet is Chayiv, all the other Shvatim are Pater. Ubaraz, Beis Nagadol, Afilu Shar Shvatim Chayavim. But if one Shevet violates based on the Hora of Beis Nagadol, then everybody's Chayiv, even the other Shvatim, Shema Mina. Well, that's pretty clear. You can't, I mean, that directly is a raya to what Rabbi Yudom holds. Third raya, Am Ravashi Masri Tsunami Deka. Our Mishnah is meduyik this way. The Katani va'asa also a shevet al piem, also a shevet chayiv v'shar kol hashvatim p'turim. That shevet is chayiv. The other shvatim are pater. Laming the Mishnah v'shar shvatim p'turim. Why does it have to mention that if an individual shevet's based and gives a psak and their own shevet follows it, that all the other shvatim are pater? Of course, all the other shvatim are pater. In that case, it was only that one individual shevet's based in that even issued the psak. Hatana also shevet chayiv. You tell me that shevet is chayiv, of course the other shvatim are pater. So it must be telling me a chiddush. The baraz beis dino who the shar shvatim p'turin, aval baraz beis nagadol afilu shar shvatim chayav, must be telling me that the only reason that it works out that way, that the other shvatim are pater, is because the one shevet only acted on its own beis din. But had that one shevet acted based on the hora'ah of beis nagadol, then all the other shvatim would have been chayiv as well. Shema Minah, and therefore you do see that's what Rabbi Yehuda would hold, that we would hold of Greira even from one Shevet onto the other 11. Ibayilu, another Shaila. Shevet Achat Sha'arasa Ba'aras Bezna Gadol Rabbi Shimon Mimaisi Alau. According to Rabbi Shimon, if one Shevet violates Navera based on the Bezna Gadol, do you bring a parlam davar shel tzibur? So Tashma will bring a raya. Mahin mevi'in, what do they bring? Parecha, Reb Shimon Rama, Shnei Parim. Same brisa we quoted before. Shnei Parim. So b'may eskinan, ilay meshachatu shiva, if it's seven shvatim that sinned, Shnei Parim, Shmona Parim bayi. Then Reb Shimon should hold, you need eight Parim. El dechata shevet echad, it must be that only one shevet sinned. U'b'may, ilay mevaras beis dino, Reb Shimon leslei. And it can't be that they sinned based on their own beis in psak, because Reb Shimon doesn't hold to that. El baras beis nagadol, must be that they sinned based on the psak of the Beis Nagadol. So you see clearly that it's the Rav, the Beis Nagadol, that's going on over here, that's one Shevet sinned on, and still Rabbi Shimon says you bring Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. V'tizbra Tanakama money, but then who's the Tanakama? Ira Meir Haruba Bayi, Rabbi Yehuda Shar Shvatim Nami Maisu. So if it's Rabbi Meir, then you need a Rav, and if it's Rabbi Yehuda, all the Shvatim should all bring. So Hamani Rabbi Shimon, because of Greira, so it says, Hamani Rabbi Shimon Elazar, you could detanya. Now it must be, like we said before, that this Brisa is assuming like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, and therefore it's not a Raya at all. To assume like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar within the shita of Rabbi Meir. So Tashma, another possible raya. That you're only chayiv based on the Raz Beis Nagadol. In our Mishnah it says that. Man chacham huar the chachamim, ilim Rabbi Meir, rubabai. Rabbi Meir holds you need rov, so it can't be Rabbi Meir. Elav Rabbi Shimon ishma minah. So it must be it's Rabbi Shimon, and therefore that is the raya. Yeah, okay, we'll stop right there. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss how we know that a Shevet is in fact called a Kahal.